Mishnah Daf Kufches that we've been talking about for the past couple of days discusses the case of Kipas Cholov that falls on a Chaticha of Basar. What's the din? The Mishnah says that if it's no same time into the Basar, then the Basar becomes us. Basar B'Cholov. Because Machlokas are Rishonim, how to understand the Seif of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you menar the Kedera, if you mix up the Kedera, so then we look at the whole Kedera. Now, we have a chatichas basa, that's a surah, so you can ask the whole kedera, if you don't have shishim in the kedera, to prevent the sinas tam from the chatichas. So the question is, when is that nir occurring? Is the nir occurring after the chaticha became a surah? Is that what the Mishnah is saying? And the only way to ask the kedera is through nir? Without nir, there will be no iser? Or is the Mishnah saying that if you're menar the kedera before the kipas chalav was able to be nosin tam into the chaticha, then you'll save even the first chaticha? But once you haven't saved the first chaticha, once the kipas cholov has been no same time into the chaticha, then the whole kedera becomes asura. It spreads from that chaticha to the next chaticha, to the rotav, to everything inside the kedera. That's the shaila that the Rishonim have. Rashi learns that once the chaticha becomes asura, there's no need for nir to ask the rest of the kedera. And Tosus disagrees. Tosus is quoted by the Ran. There's a short version of Tosus here on Daf Kufches, but the Ran expands quite a bit. Tosus says that you need nir to asur the whole kedera. Why? Because Tosus formulates the following yisod, that ein hanesa yochol esar, ela b'mokom sheo iser yochol leilech sham. That when you have an oser that asers, a nesar, the oser that asers had there, the nesar can't be more powerful than the oser itself. So if the oser can't go to a certain location, then the nesar can't go there. What's Tosus saying? What's the idea? So if you have the two chatichas, the way that Tosus presents the case, there's one chaticha that the tipas cholov falls on, and then it's sitting on another chaticha. It's not in the rotav itself. It's sitting on a chaticha. There's no rotav between the two chatichas. It's cham b'cham, but there's no rotav between them. So it says Tosus that if the tipas cholov is going to ask that chaticha, so what's going to come out from that chaticha? The bli is not going to come out. The cholov can't come out. The cholov is not going to be nosin tam for the second chaticha. The only thing that's going to come out is the tam baser, not the tam cholov. The pleitas baser is going to come out, but not the pleitas cholov. So says Tosfos, if the cholov can't come out, if the oser of the basar is not going to be able to come out of the chaticha without rotav, so then the tam basar, even if it comes out, that's not called tam iser. The tam basar is going to come out, but that's not called tam iser. When we say the chaticha is nases nevela, that even the heter has to be treated like it's iser, that's only when the heter and the iser are together, says Tosfos. Says the Ran, quoting Tosfos, right? If the Isser and the Heter are together, then we treat them as one unit, and you need Shishim to connect the whole thing. But if the Isser is going to come out by itself without the Heter, how's the Isser going to come out without the Heter? The answer is, if there's no Rotev to bring the Belia out, so if the Isser, again, if the Nesar is going to come out, if the Pleitas Basar is going to come out of the Basar, but the Tam Cholov is not going to come out because there's no rota between the two chatichas to bring the Bliya out, so says Tosfos, then even though there will be a Tam Basar that comes out, but that Tam Basar is not Isser. It can't be Isser, because the Nesar can't be any more powerful than the Isser itself. How does Tosfos know such an idea? How does he know such an idea that if there's no rota between the two chatichas, then it's not gonna create any problem. And the Pleitas Basar can't be any worse than the Pleitas Cholov. It's not going to be Isser. He quotes two rayas. One raya is from Tzli. If you have two chatichas, you have a chaticha, let's say, of nevela, with a chaticha of shkuta, kshera chaticha, and it's Tzli, it's not the bishul, there's no rotav over here, there's no liquid, it's just two chatichas that happen to be hot. They're on the fire. So we know that they asa kedei klipa. Right? The chatichas isa can asa kedei klipa in the chatichas heta. The question is, why does it only ask for klipa? Once you ask it the klipa, so now that klipa becomes iser. So if that klipa becomes iser, then should ask it the next part of the basar. Why shouldn't it do that? So it says Tosus, obviously you see that the neser can't be any more powerful than the oser itself. If the oser can only ask the klipa, right? Sli only asks the klipa, so then that klipa is not going to ask it more than the original oser. It's limited by the original oser because it has the same qualities. It only gets the koach of the oser, but it can't be any stronger than the oser itself. That's one raya he has. And the second raya is, we know that when we sold basar, so the fact is the dam, when it's coming out of the basar, it's not going to go back into the basar as well. Right? The dam, ivy, the tarot, lemiflet, lo bola. The basar is not going to be boleya. Dam! It's It's not going to be bolea the dam if it's polate the dam. It will be bolea other things, like it can be bolea the salt, but it's not going to be bolea the dam. So ask Tosfos, if you're salting the meat, the dam is entering into this salt. So now the salt becomes asa. The salt is going to go back into the basa. Okay, the dam is not going to go back. There's this rule that when it's polate dam, it's not going to be bolea dam. Shkoik. But the salt is going to go back in, and the salt is nesa. So if the salt is nesa, why shouldn't that asa the basa? Every case where you salt meat, you should asa the meat. You're trying to be makshe the meat now that you can cook it. You should be able to cook it because the blood is not going to be there. Yeah, but you've jumped from the frying pan into the fire. Right? You pulled out the dam, but the reality is it's acid, the salt, and then when the salt is no sintam into the meat, then you put the dam back into the meat. So what have you accomplished by the salting? Says Tosfos, no, from that you see that the salt can't be any more powerful than the dam. If at the moment when the basa is being polei the dam, it's not going to be bolea dam, so even though it's going to be bolea the salt, again, it's bolea the salt, but the salt that it's bolea is not viewed as salt of heter. We don't view it as though, oh, the salt was nesa from the dam, and now it's nivla into the basa. It's going to answer that basa. No, it can't be. Salt will be nivla into the basa, but that salt is viewed as salt of heter. It can't be salt of iser. Because the nesa can't be any more powerful than the osa. And if the osa doesn't have a koach, if the osa, the dam, doesn't have a koach to answer the basa when it's being nivla, when the dam is coming out, so then the salt is not going to be able to answer the basa either. This is Tosfos. Come to Ran and Rashi, and they disagree. Ran quotes Rashi. He likes the Rashi. He says he thinks that you don't need niyar to aser the kedera. Once the tipas chol of aser this chatichas basa, then the chatichas basa is going to aser the next chatichas basa. So how does that work? So says the Ran. It works very simply. It is true that without rotev, the blia of cholov is not going to come out, but who needs the blia of cholov? The tam basa will come out, and if the tam basa comes out, then that's going to aser. Aye, but ein anesa yochol lesser. The Nessa can't ask him more than the Oser. So says the Ran. Who says that such a thing exists? Who says that's true? Who says that's true that the Nessa can't ask him? Right? Who says that the Nessa is limited by the Koach of the Oser? Maybe that's only true if the Isser in question is an Isser Bolua. Lemoshel. Excuse me. Let's say I have a chatichas basa and a tipas dam was no sintam into the basa. That's an iser bolua. Right? The dam is no sintam into the basa. And now, without rotev, that blia of dam is not going to come out. So in that situation, I can hear someone saying that the tam basa is not going to ask him more than the blia can ask him. But says the Ram, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about basa b'cholav. By basa b'cholav, it's not an iser bolua. Right, that relates to the other issue with the other Gemara in Bav Kochas. The Gemara is a machlokas with the Efshel Soto Asur, Efshel Soto Mutter. What does Efshel Soto Asur, Efshel Soto Mutter mean? So we talked, they're different Rishon, different approaches. Comes the Ran, come the Ramban and the Ran, and they say Efshel Soto Asur means that Efshel Hafrido Asur, even if you were to be able to separate the Basra and the Chalav entirely, right? The chalav was no sin time into the basa, the basa was no sin time into the chalav. But let's say you could separate, theoretically, if you could separate the chalav from the basa entirely, would they go back to their heter? You'd say it's chalav heter, chalav and basa heter? Says the Ramban, no, it can't be like that. Because we know that if you only eat a chatzizayas of chalav and a chatzizayas of basa, you do get malchus. Then how can that be? If chalav is just bolua into basa, if basa is the davar ha'asar that has the chalav inside of it, so you should have to eat a full kazayas of basa. Or if the chalav is a davar asur, you should have to eat the full kazayas of chalav. What kind of idea is this? That you eat chatzi zayas of chalav, chatzi zayas of basa, and together you can be loka for that? Zokta Ramban, because basa b'chalav is an issa machmas atzma. That since chalav and basa by themselves are mutter, and together they become asur, there's a transformation that occurs over here. It's not just that there's a bliya of chalav inside the basa, but the chalav and the basa become a cheftsa shel issa. Each one becomes gufo shel issa. Literal iser. It's not an iser balua. It's gufo shel iser. So you had a problem. You said what? You said it's impossible for the nesa to be any more powerful than the oser. I mean, it gets its koach from the oser, so how can it be more powerful? That's what you said, Tosfos. So says the Ran, but basa b'chalav is different. Basa b'chalav breaks the rules. Because basa b'chalav is an iser machmas atzmo. If you have a tipas chalav that's no sintam into basa, the basa is gufo shel iser. So if the basar is gufo shel iser, then even if the chalav can't leave the basar without rotev, But the tam baser can leave because it's gufo shel iser. The only time we say that the neser is not more powerful than the oser is if the neser isn't an oser by itself. It didn't turn into gufo shel iser. It just has a blia of iser inside of it. If the neser really is hecked with a blia of iser inside of it, so then the neser's ability to leave itself, right, to have a tam of heter, tam of baser, leaving the baser, that's a function of the koach of the oser. But if the oser transforms the neser into an oser, if the oser transforms the heter into iser itself, which happens by basa b'chalav, because truthfully there really is no oser by basa b'chalav at all. That's really the key point here. There's no oser over here. They're both heter by themselves. Together they become oser. So each one is oser machmas atzma. So then it doesn't matter that the tipas chalav can't leave the baser without Rotev. The reality is the tam baser can, and if the tam baser can, the tam baser is just as usher as the chalav is. If the tam baser leaves from one piece of baser to the next, it's going to usher the other baser. So this is how the Rav explained. The Rashba has a beautiful nusach of this. I gave you a few rishonim to see the nusach, to try to find the best nusach. So the Rashba, both in the Torah Sabayis and in the Chidushim, in a few places has this nusach. Let me read to you from the Rashba Kosova. Kuf Chesamid Beis. This is a beautiful rendition of this shita. He says, "Ukshenes arvu." This is on page Kuf Peivav in the Rashba. "Ukshenes arvu nesu v'chazar akol yos guf shel iser." Right? When the baser and cholav on this arvu biyachad, chazar akol yos guf shel iser. There's no bliya here. It's also machmas atzma, says the Rashba. That's what Efshel Sofer also means. The same raya that everyone's bringing, the Ramban, the Rashba, they all bring the same raya. That if you eat chatzizayis baser chatzizayis cholav, you can be loke, because it's not like one is the bliya, one is the issa. No, they're both together, they're the issa. Masha'ein kein b'shari serim, says the Rashba, but that's not true in shari serim. And we're going to have to work on that line, right? Masha'ein kein b'shari serim, that you have to eat what in order to be loke? Kazayis of the issa. The Rashba seems to be it. So, okay. Let's hold that for a moment. Okay. B'chol inyan zeh ino kosher klal if yisvaras Rabbeinu Ephraim shekasu shlomer chatichas v'nasas devel le'la b'basa b'chol levad. That's the Rabbeinu Ephraim that we said. He's the Mar of the Shmaitza. That chaticha nasas devel is only said by basa b'chol. Efshel esochto really means efshel hafrido. It's a din of basa b'chol. Right? We're not going to say Chatich Nasis Nevela Bashari Surim, Zok Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is a special halacha by Basa B'chol, that it becomes Issa Machmas Atzma. Now, Zel Lashono, Zel Lashon Shematzasi B'Tosfus. I found this Lashon in Tosfus. Shamati V'Ra'isi Mefarshim Umarim Chatich Atzma Nasis Nevela V'Oseres Kala Chatich Oskula. V'Lachain Osim Chaticha She'ena Menukeres Mena Menachelev shebishleim achatichos. Let's say you have a chaticha that has chelev on it, non-kosher fat, that you're mevashel with the chatichos. So Tosfos says that chaticha nasis devela will aser all the chatichas, will apply that even to shariser. The Rashba says, I found the lashon of Tosfos that chaticha nasis devela can apply to shariser as well. That's Tosfos l'shitasa. That chaticha nasis devela is not related to efshel hafrido at all, right? It's not that it has to be gufo shalisser. You can have chaticha nasis nevela even if it doesn't turn into gufo shalisser. How? Well, why is it nasis nevela then? What does chaticha nasis nevela mean according to Tosfos? It's not that it's nasis nevela mamish, but rather what? That there's a shear in, right? There's a way to be mishaer the shisha. That if you have heter and iser mixed in together, you have an iser bolua inside the heter, then we have to be mishaer shisha and connect the heter as well. We'll develop that yisod even further. As time goes on, right? We've had that already. The carrier pshat, remember the carrier pshat? That the heter is still heter, it's not gufo shel iser, but it's the carrier of the iser. It's a different halacha. It's not that it's gufo shel iser. That's Tosfos, right? That can apply to shari serim too. But v'omra ani zok de rashba she'en advarim ha'ilu amur meladaka b'basa b'chala. No, we got it all wrong. Rabbeinu Ephraim is right. Chaticha nasas nevela applies only to basa b'chala. Why does chatich nas nevela only apply to basa b'chalav? Hol v'yesh batam chalav. The basar itself becomes nevela. Hol v'yesh batam chalav hari abasa nesa. U'mishum hachi, this is the key line, mishum hachi ma shepoleta sachaticha afilu tam basa shala asa. That's the key, nekuda. What the basar is pole, even the tam basa shabo, not the chalav, even the tam basa shabo. It's tam isa. V'osa hachaticha skulan b'mina. Velodomi l'shari surin, says the Rashi, it's not like shari surin. What's the example of shari surin? Shinof latipas dam v'chele v'alachatik l'shel basar avo b'shiyesh bo tam iser eino nesar el tam ha'iser shebo avo basar shel heter eino nesar. By tipas dam, the basar shel heter doesn't become aser. It's that we have to now be mevatel the whole chaticha because it has a blia of dam inside of it. But the basar didn't become aser. If you have a plate that's tam basar from such a basar, your dam is nosing tam into the basar, and now two pieces of meat are touching, no rotev between them, just the two pieces of meat are touching, the tam basar that comes out is not asar. We don't have to take into it. We don't have to assume that that's asar. Yeah, a chaticha, I might have to be misha'er. Again, the iser is the dam shebo. So if the dam is nosen tam into the chaticha, then the chaticha is asura. But if you put this chaticha with other chatichos, it is in a way in which only the tam basar is going to come out. The tam basar is not asur. There's a blia of iser inside this meat. That's why it can't be eaten. But if the only thing that's coming out is the tam basar, it's heter gomer. It's only by basar b'chalav that we say that it's gufo shel iser, and since it's gufo shel iser, therefore even if the tam basar comes out, it's going to asur the other chatichos. Okay, this is the Rashba, the Rashba's explanation, Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is the Ramban, this is the Ram. So the Ram wants to suggest, based on this Yisod, that you don't need Nir to ask the rest of the Keder. That as long as you have a Tipas Chola that falls on the Chaticha, and the Chaticha is sitting on another Chaticha, even if there's no rota between the two Chatichas, they'll still ask. Why? The tipas chalav is not going to come out. Sure, the tipas chalav is not going to come out. But what does come out? The tam basar. And since the tam basar is gufo shel iser, it's going to aser by itself, even without the tipas chalav. So that's why there's no need to have nir in order to create a rotev between the chaticha. No, without the rotev as well, the one chaticha is going to aser the other chaticha because it became gufo shel iser. Okay. Now, before we move further, it's very important to try to figure out how each one of the Rishonim is going to answer the rayas of the other Rishonim. Right? That's the next step. Now that we have two approaches, we have the approach of Tosis, we have the approach of the Rav, but there were rayas back and forth. Tosis brought two rayas, as he said. The Ramban and the Ran brought their rayas. Right? What are the two rayas of Tosis? Again, Sli, excellent, right? The one raya of Tosis. First raya of Tosis was sleep, right? Roseach and sleep. Oseraka de klipa. What's the second raya? Malichas basa. Malichas basa, right? Very good. Malichas basa. What kind of raya is that, right? You can figure it out, right? That the salt is not going to ask the basa with the blias dam inside of it, right? That's the raya of Tosis. Those are the two rayas of Tosfos. What's the raya of the Ramban? The raya of the Ramban that basar b'chalav is asar achmas asra. What's that raya? There was one raya. What's that raya? Ochal chatzi zayas basar. The chatzi zayas chalav. Okay. So that shows you that it's asar achmas asra. So the Ramban is going to have to address Tosfos' rayas. Tosfos is going to have to address the Ramban's rayas. Right? The Ramban's rayas is a gevaldik raya. How can Tosfos assumes that basar b'chalav and shari surim are no different from each other. Even by basar b'chalav, it's an iser balua. That's clearly what Tosfos is assuming. He's talking about a case of tipas chalav, right? That's basar b'chalav. He's bringing rayas from shari surim to basar b'chalav because Tosfos holds it's all the same. It's all the same. And that's exactly what we said, because Tosfos interprets that efshel esoto aser doesn't mean efshel hafrido aser. It means if you can be so chet the iser out, you can squeeze the iser out. to the point that it's batel, so then you'll be matir b'chaticha again. Right? That's the question. Will you be matir b'chaticha? Will you not be matir b'chaticha? If it's not efshel afrida, that principle that if you can be sochet, the blia out, will it be matir b'chaticha or not, that applies equally to shari surim as to basa b'chal. But the Ramban doesn't learn like that, right? Rabbeinu Ephraim doesn't learn like that. So they're going to have to understand, right? They're going to have to figure out the rayas of Tosfos. How do you answer that? Then Tosfos has to figure out the rayas of the Ramban. It is true that if you eat chasi zayis of basa, chasi zayis of cholav, you are loka. But if you assume that basa b'cholav is only yisur balua, so why should that be true? Why should that be true? Then it's not gufo shalissa. If you have a tipas cholav that's no sintam into basa, right? If you have cholav, there's no sintam into basa. So why should you be able to eat chasi zayis of cholav, chasi zayis of basa? The cholav is also because of a blia of basa shebo. The basa is also because of a blia of cholav shebo. They're not the same. It's not the same. Why should you have to eat a kazayis of basa, a kazayis of cholav? How can you have the chatzis zayis of cholav, chatzis zayis of basa? So let's first take the rayas of Tosfos. The Ran addresses the rayas of Tosfos, right? The Ran is a Ramban man, so he addresses the rayas of Tosfos. What does he say? So this is in the Ran that I photocopied for you in packet 17. If you have the packet, turn to page 3, please. What does the Ran say? Number 4, the circle number 4. Aval eino mechuvah. I think what Tosfos says is wrong. The kevin the kamal and the chaticha atzmanas is nevel of efshel soto aser. Kolomer sheafilu hoya efshel iser sheyisochet v'yetsim echaticha zu. Notice it's the theoretical approach. Even if you could be sochet the belia out, that's really saying efshel hafrido, not just to be sochet until it's bottom, but actually to separate it. Afilu achi hachaticha sura. The Rav Achi Sfir Le Kmoshen Yisbar Kmoshen Yisbar B'samo B'siyat V'dushmaya. So Kevan Shekain says the Ran, Hari Kol Ma Asher Chaticha Zu Shal Heter Poletes Iser Gomer. Whatever this Chaticha is Polet is Iser Gomer. Even if it's Polet only Tam, help me. Even if it's only Polet Tam Basar, it's still Asser. The Basar is Asser, right? It's not just a Blias Heter. It's not just a chaticha seter with a blias iser inside of it. No, the chaticha becomes a chefze shel iser. The ha amrina nafilu haya efshel iser she yisachet min haheter afilu achi aser v'kevin shu kigufa iser lama lo tesa chaverta b'flei tasa. So that's the Ran. That's his yesod, and he's saying Tosfos. I think what you're saying is difficult. Either rayas, so he says. Number one. U'mashivu raya min hamalicha hiklamemer she'adam nisar v'kolav esoch hamelach l'gami. Says the Ran, the raya from Malichas Basa might not be a raya, because maybe the dam is nisra fekola besocha melech. Right, a lot of melech is coming out. You see this blood on the pan. Let's say, right, you're salting the meat, and a lot of blood is coming out and dripping out. But the salt the dam that enters into the salt, says the Ran, maybe that dam is nisraf. The dam somehow is burnt up. Disintegrates inside the salt. Salt is very powerful. That's why it's drawing out the blood. So maybe whatever is nivla into the melach is completely destroyed. So even though the melach is nosin tam back into the basa, but it's not bringing dam into the basa. Right? Nachamo, the Ran says maybe taka the melach does become asa. Just 1 second. The melach becomes asa. The melach is shari sur. It's not basa b'chol. Right? Dam. So what do you mean that the melach becomes awesome? That's what I was telling you before. The Ran holds. Ran holds. Where's the line? The Ran holds that even by shari yisurim we will say chaticha nasas nevela, but it's only learnt from basa b'chol. Not in one, but in two. Right. So first of all, he says, okay, let's pause for a second. Okay. First of all, he says maybe melicha is not a shaila b'chalal because there is no dam inside the melach. It's nisraf inside the melach. So even though the melach is going to go back into the basa, there is no dam that it's bringing. But then he adds, v'chein ma'shevi raya min atzli. The raya from sli, it only asks kadei klipa, and the klipa doesn't ask the next klipa. The klipa doesn't ask the next. So you see that the Neser can't be more powerful than the Oser. So it says the Ran, no, Nirali, the Kevin the Chatichat, when I say Sneveh, Lomi Basa, Bechalav, Lamad, Nu, Kamo Shafarish, Bethonim, Abus Yadu, Yishmaryah. Since the din of Chatichat, Nasa, Sneveh, applies fundamentally to Basa, Bechalav, and even by Shari Surim, it's Midrabbanan, but it's derived from Basa, Bechalav. Chazal make a gzera atu basa b'chalav, but it's all from basa b'chalav. Ein omim kein eladum yada basa b'chalav. Can't say chatich anasa tabela even by shari surim, says the Ran, unless it's dum yada basa b'chalav. What's dum yada basa b'chalav? Two words. What's dum yada basa b'chalav? The next two words. Derech bishol. It's got to be derech bishol. Malicha is not derech bishol. Salting. Salting can transfer taste, but it's not derech bishol. So says the Ran, even though I hold that Bishari Surim, Atipas Issa, that's no sin tam in the Heter, is going to transform the Heter and make it like Ufo Shel Isser, but the reality is it still is not going to be an independent Koach. It's not going to have its own Koach unless that was done by Derech Bishol. Because Chatich Anaseh Nevela Bishari Surim is limited to Basa B'chalav. It can't be any more powerful than Chatich Anaseh Nevela by Basa B'chalav. And since Chanan by Basa B'chalav is only created Derech Bishol, Chanan by Shari Surim also can only be created Derech Bishol. Ve'ein by Basa B'chalav klipa min haTorah. The Derech Bishol asa Torah b'davka. Since Derech Bishol asa Torah, there's no such thing as a klipa. Klipa means, klipa applies if it's roseach tzli, if there's a heat of tzli, not Derech Bishol. So since Chanan by Basa B'chalav only applies Derech Bishol, so tzli by definition is not Derech Bishol, so you can't have Chanan by tzli. Just like Malicha is not Derech Bishol, you can't have Chatich Anaseh Nevela by Malicha, so too Roseach Tzli also. You don't, right? Roseach Tzli is not Derech Bishol, it's Derech Tzliya, so you're not going to have Chatich Anaseh Nevela. U'bohanami solik peruk olamelach shamalicha shlo yesen. Says the Ran, I don't even need my first teretz. First the Ran says, you know why the melech is not going to become usser and it's not going to asa the basa, even though it has dam inside of it? Because that dam inside of it is going to be nisra for color. It's going to be completely disintegrated. That's teretz number one. But says the Ran, but I need another teretz for tzli, roseach tzli. Right? Why shouldn't the klipa asa, the next klipa? So he says, it's not going to asa because you're talking about shari sur. Right? Roseach tzli is going to asa. He's going to aser, let's say you have a chatichas nevela, right? And it's bitzli with a chatichas hefe. So that's shari surim, that's not basa b'chalav. Meek. So the only way that it should ask is if I say chatichas nevela, but chatichas nevela, shari surim is limited to chatichas nevela by basa b'chalav. It's got to be derech bishol. So since tzli is not derech bishol, you're not going to say chatichas nevela, shari surim. So says the Ram, once I tell you that by tzli, the chanan b'shari surim is limited to derech bishol, so melicha as well. You can't have Chatich Anaseh Nevela because it's also not Derech Bishol. So you've answered both questions with one fell swoop. So that's the yesod of the Ran. The Ran is a Ramban man with a twist. The Ran says, yes, it is true that fundamentally Chatich Anaseh Nevela only applies to Basa B'chalav. Because Chatich Anaseh Nevela means Naseh Nevela Mamsh. Mamsh. That the Basa becomes Gufa Shel Issa. And that only really applies to Basa B'chalav. Because Bashari Surim, normally, it's really just an Issa B'liya. It's an Issa Balua. At Basa B'chalav, there's a transformation because each one is heter by itself and together they become asas. That's a transformation. That's Gufa Shel Issa. There we could say Chatich Anaseh Nevela. On a Daraisa level. But says the Ran, Midrabbanan, even Mashari Sim, we'll say Chatich Anaseh Nevela, Dumi the Basa B'chalav. But it's got to be Dumya, it's got to be Derech Bishol. If it's not Derech Bishol, then we won't say Chatich Anaseh Nevela. So that answers both of the Rias of Tosis. Because both the Rias of Tosis are not Derech Bishol. What's not Derech Bishol? You're not going to say Chanan Bashari Sim. So the Rias of Tosis are not a problem according to the Ran. Michael. The Ramban, let's say, didn't hold like the Ran, like he held that it's the Ramban. Right. Not by Shari Surim, because he could have answered the Ran just by saying that these aren't cases of Basa B'chalav, and that's it. But he had answered the Ran because it's just by saying, unless it's Basa B'chalav, it's not. Right. Right. He would answer the Ramban could answer Malicha by saying that the Dam is Nisra for Kola. Right. The Ran doesn't want to answer that way because.
Because if you turn to Gimel and Beis, right, just be careful when you do that. Because it's two columns of the Ran, so you just brace yourself.
Right, if you turn to the next daf, right, you'll see that the Ran has this yesod, that by Shari Surim we also say Chanan. Midrabbanan! Right, so that's why the Ran is still bothered with Tosis Rais. You're saying, well, Michael,
According to the Rabban, Tosfos rice are not rice bichlal, because we're never going to say chaticha nasis nevela b'shari sur. So we don't say chaticha nasis b'shari sur, and the whole kasha didn't get off the ground. Okay. The rye is not going to go up again. Josh, yes. Okay. That's the way that the Ran, Rashi, and the Ramban can answer the rye of Tosfos. And how about the rye of the Ramban? How is Tosfos going to address the rye of the Ramban? Again, Tosfos and the Ramban are arguing about the fundamental yesod. What is Bas B'Cholov? Is Bas B'Cholov an Issa Machmas Asma, or is it an Issa Bolua? That's really what they're arguing about. The Ramban says the machlokas efshel sota osur, efshel sota mutter is gufa a machlokas whether bas b'chalav is isur machmas atzmo or is it an isur balua? Is efshel afrida osur or is efshel afrida mutter? Right, that's how the Ramban understood. Tells us no, everyone holds bas b'chalav is an isur balua. Machlokas efshel sota osur, efshel sota mutter is talking about something totally different. Right, can lechaticha go back to its heter if you're sochet the isur inside of it enough that it's bottom? So Tosfos says Bas B'Cholov is an Issa B'Lua. The Rabban says we pass in the Efshel Sotto Aser, so Bas B'Cholov should be Aser Nachmas Atzma. That's a major machlokas. And the Rabban brings a riot to his Yisod from this idea that if you eat Chatzis Ayas Basar and Chatzis Ayas B'Cholov, you're still going to be Loka. What's Tosfos going to do with that? Everyone agrees to that Yisod. So how can Tosfos say the Bas B'Cholov is just an Issa B'Lua, it's not an Issa Nachmas Atzma? So the truth is, to answer this question, we have to ask another question. There's another very important shaila that's raised by the Shach in Yeridei and Simen Kufei. A stira in the Rashba. It is true the Rashba quotes the Rabbeinu Ephraim, who holds that Chatich Anas and Nevela only applies to Basa B'Chalav and not to Shari Sur. Right, that Basa B'Chalav is also Nachmas Atzma. That is what the Rashba quoted. But at the same time, the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis HaKotzer, in Psak HaLoch, Torah Sabayis is a sefer Psak of the Rashba. Rashba writes like this. This is already in packet 18, page 1. He says, Chaticha Shenesra Machma Shekibla Tam Mimokom Acher Eina Oseres Chaver Oser. Let's say you have a Chaticha that gets a tam from something else, and it became us because of that tam. It's not going to answer its other chatichos without what rota, right? Avo bishnogas behen kishestein chamos. Even though it touches the other chaticha and they're both hot, afilu nitzlu shtein keecha v'nogazu bezu b'shoshein agabi ha'esh. Even if it's nitzlu biachan and they touch each other, it's not going to answer. Shehadover habalua ino yotzim echaticha lechaticha ella al yedei rota. This is the yisod. Right, that you have a bli inside one chaticha, through rotev it can leave the chaticha, without rotev it's not going to leave the chaticha. She'im ata omer kain, en lecha iser klipa shar klipa oser as klipa, hasmucha lo v'chein la'olam. What's his raya? That if you say that the bli can leave the chaticha without rotev, so then roseach t'tzli should be nasa v'kulo, because one klipa should ask another klipa. What does this sound like? What does this Rashba sound like? He's a Marsha Tosfos man, right? Sounds like it. Then you turn to page 2, and he continues. This is just 2 pages in the Torah Sabayis. And he writes, Dvarim elu sha'amarnu afilu b'basa b'cholav. Sha'cholav eino mifapeya. The cholav is not mifapeya outside of the chaticha without rotev, so it's not going to ask it. So he said beferish, the Rashba just said beferish, that even by basa b'cholav, we treat basa b'cholav as an iser balua, that the belia of cholav, That the chatichas basa b'chalav will not aser another chaticha without rotev. Says it beferish. Didn't he just say it beferish? He's paskening like Tosfos that basa b'chalav is an iser bolua. Without rotev, one chaticha is not going to aser another chaticha. That's what the Rashba beferish paskening. And taka, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufei and Siv Zayin. It says, "Hada chatichas iser oseres chaver." This is page 5. "Hada chatichas iser oseres chaver to b'negiyasa." That which chatichas iser can aser another chaticha just by touching it. Dafuk she iser machmas atzma to go nevela. I'm sorry, I take it back. Shulchan Aruch is not passed in the Medrash. Right? Dafka sheisur machmas atzma kigon nevela o bosa bechalav. Havlim ein ba Israel amashe bolam imachem achar ein osar esacheres hanogaz ba. Leave the Shulchan Aruch out for a moment, okay? Let's hold the Shulchan Aruch and get back. The Rashba seems to pass in like tells us that Bas B'chalav is not an Issa Machmas Atzma, right? Not an Issa Machmas Atzma. And that's why if you have a Chatichas Bas B'chalav, the Chalav is not to have a Chaticha, you have another Chaticha Chama next to it, below Rotev, the first Chaticha is not going to ask the next Chaticha. Sounds like Tosfos. And yet, the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah, says the following. This is the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya and Simin Kufes. Let's turn to page 3. Chaticha haru'ya le'eskabe dina keveria da'afilu be'elef lo b'teila. We've met this halacha on Daf Kuf, right? Remember? Chaticha haru'ya le'eskabe. If you have a chaticha chashuva that you could be mechabed orchim, that's called a davar choshuv. Midrabbana chazal goes there that even though normally min haTorah we would say that if you have a chaticha shal isa, chatichas nevela, and two chatichos of heter, what's the din? Chabit shei batel, it's batel berov. But if you have a chaticha chashuva, Chazal say it's not going to be batel. Because if it's so chashuv, it's not going to be batel. Now, how do I define such a chaticha? What makes it roi leiskabe? So says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis, ein lo din chaticha haroi leiskabe elim ken yisura machmas atzma kego nevela ubas b'chama. Says the Shulchan Aruch, chaticha haroi leiskabe applies only if the chaticha is asura machmas atzma. Like chatichas nevela, if you have a chatichas nevela, and it's a nice piece of steak, good piece of steak, you'd be mechabed and a reach with that steak, so that's the davar choshev, it's not going to be batel afilu be'elef. That's chatichas nevela. But let's say I have a chaticha haru'ya leiskabed, a nice choshev chaticha, and I have a tipas dam that fell into the chaticha, that's batel. It's batel chabetrei. Because the iser is not roi leiskabed. The chaticha. No, the Isser is not Roy Leskabi, the Chaticha is Roy Leskabi. The Isser is just a tipa. You're not going to be Mechabit and Oreach with a tipa stam. You'll be Mechabit that guest with the Chaticha, but not with the Isser. The Isser is not Roy Leskabi, the Chaticha is Roy Leskabi. That's not enough to have a din of Chaticha Horu'i Leskabi. That's how the Taz explains. Ain lo din chaticha horu'i leskabed ela im kein yisur machmas atzma kigol nevela bas v'cholav says the Taz l'fi sheshneim nasu guf echad bas v'cholav that's a sheshneim nasu guf echad but if something is nesur only machmas shekibla tam sivkot and dalet in the Taz not the whole sivkot but just the first lines that's not going to be a chaticha horu'i leskabed that will be butter why the ha'ein habolua roi leskabed. The blias iser is not roi leiskabe. The chaticha is roi leiskabe. So the only time that chaticha roi leiskabe is not going to be batel is if the chaticha is a chaticha chashuva, right? If the chaticha is a chaticha iser, so the iser is a davar chashuv. If the iser is not chashuv, it's just the chaticha that the iser is nivla into is chashuv. That's not enough. Why is it not enough? But then the chaticha is a chaticha iser. It's roi leiskabe. No, but the Isser is not Roy Leskabe. The Isser is just like a tipas dam. That's not Roy Leskabe. We care about the chashivas of the Isser, not the chashivas of the chaticha. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, but Basa B'chalav is considered Gufa Chalisa. If it's a chaticha haru'i leiskabe, then it's taka not going to be bata. Why is Basa B'chalav considered a Gufa Chalisa? Says, Taz, Viraya, the Hayalokim, and Atara, Filo Lo'ochar, Akhati Zayas B'chalav, Akhati Zayas B'chalav. Mishnah Avodah Zarah says the Chaticha Haru'i Leskabed applies to Basa B'chalav because Basa B'chalav is Vidas Gufo Shel Isser. So we say the Isser is Roy Leskabed. What's the Isser over here? Both the Chalav and the Basa are Isser, the Gufo Shel Isser. So since the Basa is Roy Leskabed, it's a Davar Choshev and it's not going to be Batel. It's not the same as Tipas Dam Shenifla BeBasa because the Tipas Dam is not Roy Leskabed by itself. The Pella is, this is a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. So how can Tosfos and the Rashba and the Taras Abayis claim that Basa B'cholav is not Asa Machmas Atzma, it's only an Issa Bolua? And if you have two Chatichos next to each other, one that has a Bli of Cholav, one that doesn't, if you don't have Rota between the Chatichos, one Chaticha is not going to Asa the other. It's the Chomishnah Mefureshes that Basa B'cholav is Asa Machmas Atzma. Isn't it a Mishnah of Rashi's? I mean, you think it's, oh, that's the Shulchan Aruch, passing against the Rashi. Well, no, everyone has to agree to this Shulchan Aruch. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that the din chaticha haru'ya le'iskabed, that if it's new, if it's this arev with other chatichos, it's not going to be kambata because it's a davar chashiv. That applies to basa b'chalav. So isn't it mafurish in the Mishnah that basa b'chalav is also machmas atzma? How can we reconcile these two halachas? Right? So there are two kashas that we have. First of all, we want to understand how Tosfos is going to answer the Ramban's raya that bas b'chalav must be an issur machmas atzma because even if you only eat chatzi zayis of chalav, chatzi zayis of basa, you're going to be loka. That's the broad kasha we have. But the reality is you got to answer that kasha anyway. Why? Because it's not just the Ramban. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, chatika haru'ya le'iskabed, even basa b'chalav, that's nis'arev with other chatichos, is not going to be bata. But I don't understand. Basa b'chalav is just an issur balua. What's the problem? Obviously, you see that basa b'chalav is viewed as gufo shel iser. Is viewed as gufo shel iser. So the basar is roy l'iskabed. It's not going to be batel. So how can anyone say, right? How can anyone say that basa b'chalav is just an iser balua? It's a mishnah mefurashes that basa b'chalav is an iser machmas atzma. Right? Basa b'chalav is an iser machmas atzma. How do you know that? So, first of all, the Ramban has his raya from Chatzis Ayis Bas from Chatzis Ayis Bechol. But there's another raya. The Mishnah in Avodah Zarah says that the din of Chaticha Haru'uya Lehiskabe She'eno Botel Berov Nema Rak Be'Isser Mashma Rak Be'Isser Machmas Atzma, where the Isser is Roy Lehiskabe, not just the Blia. Not just the chaticha that the iser is nivla into. V'gam b'basa b'chalav. So you see, basa b'chalav must be iser machmas atzma. So what's Tosfos going to do? What is Tosfos going to do? That's the question that the Shach is going on. Shach is a fundamental yisod to answer this. Josh?
Can we say that the Mishnah is talking about
but if you say that chaticha haru'ya l'iskabed eino batel, only if the iser is roi l'iskabed, so you're saying that basa b'chalav is gufo shel iser. It has to be asa machmas atzma. Tosfos says it's not asa machmas atzma, because if it were asa machmas atzma, then the other halacha should apply as well, right? Namely, chab b'chab below. Rotev should aser, and Tosfos says no. Cham b'cham below rotev by basa b'chalav doesn't aser. So it seems to be a stira. The answer must be that even if you tell me that basa b'chalav is an iser balua, somehow there's an element of gufo shel iser as well. Sometimes we treat basa b'chalav as aser machmas atzmo, and sometimes we treat it as an iser balua. Now that seems the hair splitting, right? What does that mean? So look at the Shach inside. I'm not sure if the whole shiur got to the Shach. Look at the Shach tomorrow. Look at the yisod that he develops, a very, very important yisod. And hopefully we'll try to answer this question tomorrow. And then for the final word on the sugya, we then have to go back to Rashi. We have to go back to Josh's kasha. Josh asked on Thursday that this is all very nice to explain the Ramban and the Ram. You have the Machlokas, the Ran, and Tosfos, whether you need Nir of the Kedera to ask the other Chatichos. So we developed it, and we chaz it today, and we embellished with the Rayas a little bit. But the problem is, how's this all going to explain Rashi? Rashi didn't learn Efshel Soto Asa the way the Ramban learned. Rashi learned differently. He learned the same as Tosfos. So it's nice that the Ran says, I like Rashi because I think Tosfos is difficult. But Rashi was learning Efshel Soto like Tosfos. So how's the Ran going to help Rashi? Rashi must have a different approach over here. He must say that you don't need Nir, not because he holds that Basa B'chalav is an Issa Machmas Atzma, but there must be some other Yisod that Rashi has to explain why Nir of the Keder is not going to be necessary to ask the second Chaticha. So look at some of the other Makaros. We'll try to finish packet 18 tomorrow. After we look at the Makaros, we'll come full circle, and then in Mitzvah Shem, armed with that information, we'll be able to go on.